There we go. Finally. Wait a minute. This isn't my dorm room. Everything is spinning. We don't own any spinning furniture. If it isn't my favorite roommate, what are you doing still up? Don't you have classes in the morning? I thought you were... it doesn't matter. Of course, you do you. I had such a fun night out with my friends. Yeah, so like the boys invited me to go to this new little cafe, and they sell this drink called soju, and it tasted like grapes, and it was really, really good. It was so sweet, and I think I had one too many, or two, or three, or four, or five. But I'm okay. I'm still vibing. I'm just a little bit tipsy, I think. Cause like, I don't think everything is supposed to be spinning like this. Hey, what are you doing? Don't get me wrong, I don't mind you touching me, but I promise I can stand up straight by myself. What? I'm not ready for bed yet. Sleep it off. Sleep what off? Being drunk? I'm not drunk, Romy. Like I told you. I'm just a little tipsy. It's really sweet that you're taking me to my bedroom, but I don't know. I don't think I can sleep yet. No, I have something very important to say. What do you mean I've already said enough? No. I promise there's something very important I have to say. Yeah. It's something regarding you. I promise you're gonna wanna hear it. What do you got there? What is that? What's that? No, I don't want to drink. Whoa. That's kind of good. Well, what is it? Cranberry juice? Huh, I didn't know we had cranberry juice. For a lesser headache tomorrow morning. Oh. Yeah, maybe I could use some cranberry juice. It's delicious. Not as good as soju, of course, but... Can I spill my heart to you now? I've been waiting all night. You don't want to hear it? Because I may regret saying weird stuff tomorrow? No, I don't think I'll regret anything. Sleep. I don't want to sleep. Get this blanket off of me. I don't want to sleep. I just want you. I might as well confess everything now. You see, there's something you have to know. I'm in love with you. Yeah, I'm in love with you. I've been in love with you since last semester. Or even the one before that. You are amazing. And I have the biggest crush on you, Rumi. There. I said it. I confessed. Well, I kinda told the boys about you and how I feel about you, and they all said that I have to confess to you. So here we are. and I don't think I'd have the courage to do this sober. So, are you just gonna sit there and not say anything? You need to think. Oh. Okay, I guess. If you need me, I'll be right here in my bed. Maybe sleeping is not such a bad idea. Can we continue talking in the morning, please? All right, Rumi. Good night. I love you. Oh, hey. What are you doing here? My head. It hurts so bad. It's funny that you're here, roommate. But seriously though, what are you doing in my room? Why did you fall asleep on my bed? You were watching over me? Oh, thanks, I guess. I need some water. Huh? Cranberry juice. Oh, thank you. Did you get me some? It's kind of funny, Rumi. It's just like in my dream. I dreamt some crazy stuff. I had such a crazy dream. I don't really want to tell you about it because it's a bit embarrassing, but... Huh? Wait, what? Can you say that again? Does the dream involve me confessing to you? Oh, fuck. That wasn't a dream, was it? Oh, God. Oh, that's so embarrassing. But I guess now you know. The cat's out of the bag. Yes, it's all true. Even though I was a little drunk, I meant every word of what I said. I'm in love with you. I can't really help it either. You can hate me now. You can want to move out to another dorm room, which is totally fine, and I get it. But I just kind of hope that you didn't think I'm a total dick, kind of, as in, it's not my fault that you're so incredible and really fucking attractive. There's just something in my brain that really, really likes you, and then I don't know what to say. I... Rumi? Is this your way of telling me you like me too? Oh, I see. Then, would it be okay if I did this. Why are you taking my clothes off? Oh yeah, you're right. I may be a little too warm. You sure that's the only reason you're taking my shirt off? Wait a minute. Are we about to have sex? Oh shit. I'm not really prepared for this. I don't even have a condom. You've got one. Oh. Hey. When'd you find the time to get a condom? Yeah. You may pull down my boxers. If you'd like. Yeah. It's kind of hard to not get stiff. I'm fine with it, even though I have a massive headache. Trust me, there is nothing in this world I want more than this. Your skin is so soft. Just like I imagined. Ugh. Did I do good? It was my first time. I'm sorry I didn't last that long. I got so excited. But it appears that you also enjoyed yourself. Did I satisfy you? Good. I'm so glad it was you. My first. I'm so glad you're the one I lose my virginity to. I still am a bit drowsy and confused about all of this, and my headache doesn't make it that much better, but wow. I've literally been dreaming about this. And how it finally happened. It was as good as I hoped for. I really mean it when I say I love you. Oh, no, it's okay. I don't expect you to say it back. Huh? You're willing to give it some time? What do you mean exactly? Do you mean us? Like, as a couple? Oh, yeah, of course. We can start dating. It's almost 11 a.m. What if we went out for lunch together? Could be a cute first date. I'm very glad you're willing to give me a shot. It's a date then. Come on, let's go take a shower and get ready. Wait, hold up. Did I ever tell you have the most beautiful eyes I've ever seen?